9 o'clock on a Tuesday. Good day for a waffle. Why do I say that? Well, because Claire Sykes is in the studio from the Waffle Society. And if you don't know, the Waffle Society has opened in the Belito Village on a very busy corner. And every time I go past, I'm impressed to see that it is busy. That's quite something. There are not many businesses that open and are continuously busy from the get-go. What is your secret, Claire?
I think the secret is waffles. Everybody loves a waffle, it turns out.
And why?
Well, I think it's got comfort food vibes. It's got holiday vibes. A lot of people have memories of waffles from growing up. We've got some elderly customers who come reminisce. We had a couple in the other day who had their first date at the Waffle House on the South Coast, and they just celebrated their 51st wedding anniversary and came to the Waffle Society.
So well,
there are memories associated with waffles.
And you're quite right. It is. It's definitely a comfort food. But there are waffles and there are waffles, and not all are equal. And luckily, I can say with absolute clarity, as they say in the classics, that I have become a firm fan of the waffle, particularly the way you do them. It's that big Belgian waffle that is just, well, it's a kind of symphony, really. I mean, the waffle itself is gorgeous. It's very, very, it's large, generous, which I think South Africans appreciate, even those that are watching their waistline, and aren't we all? But then the toppings are amazing as well. But you don't always get it right in any business. I'm sure there are little grinches. And what have you discovered since? Because you've been open recently. Well, it's about 2 months now.
Yeah, 10 and a half weeks. What have we discovered? We've discovered that most people think waffles are sweet. Ah. The most people's starting point is waffles, ice cream, and bring the kids on the weekend. What we are learning is that when people experience savory waffles and different waffles, they really enjoy them, but it's not their go-to. So that's kind of a challenge. And also that waffles can be eaten in the evening with a nice cocktail or a cold glass of wine.
Now that's an unusual combination in thought. Indeed, you reckon it works like a bomb?
Yeah, so the people who come for Waffles After Dark, which is Thursday, Friday, Saturday evenings, 5 till 9, and from next week for season, every day until 9, are smaller tapas-style waffles with less waffle and more topping. Slightly more sophisticated evening flavors, and less waffle, so less heavy for the evenings, so more pairing better with cocktails and wine and a nice cold draft beer. And the flavors on those are a little bit more sophisticated, a little bit more adult, let's say. So we have our velvet roast, which is a roast beef, which is served on a mustard mash waffle. So it's not even a pure normal waffle. And then it has crispy onions, add a horseradish creme, a rocket, and it's finished with a sticky balsamic glaze. And that's very popular. We've got a peanut crunch, which is your satay chicken that's got some noodles on it. Also on a waffle, but a small waffle. And then our dessert range for the evening is also very indulgent and therefore smaller. So on the small waffle still, we do a berry cheesecake, and then we've got our Midnight in Dubai, which is our take on a Dubai chocolate theme with the pistachio creme and the katefi crispy noodles, and drizzled with dark chocolate. There's our homemade Belgian chocolate sauce and a scoop of vanilla gelato. And that's very popular.
I can
imagine
it would be.
The people who are in the know, yeah.
Wow. And I've noticed little changes along the way. You've got a new, you serve coffee in a rather elegant red china now.
Yes.
Instead of, because you were doing it in, it's almost takeaway.
Yep, so the cups are handmade by Louise Jennings, who used to be in Cowies Hill, who's now moved up to Hilton. So they took a while to come. They weren't ready when we opened, but we have them now. They are beautiful. So yes, our large size comes in a red cup, and the small ones are in a pink cup. And then they're served on our very cute little boards, which are actually 3D printed by my son.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, he's made us red printed and pink printed little trays to serve the
coffee. So pink and red is the theme.
Pink and red is the theme.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very, very attractive. And generally speaking, you've identified quite correctly, I think, that people associate waffles with a sweet treat, but you've clearly introduced, and successfully so, the more savory option. You also, I believe, cleverly do breakfasts and you're catering for the early morning trade as well.
Yeah, we open at 6 every day. So we are there for all those early birds who are out and about walking and running. We have a coffee hatch at the front for takeaway coffees and quaffles. And then the restaurant is open from that time as well. So, yeah, we're getting good traction there. Our coffee's amazing. It's a very good cup of coffee. It's from Colombo. We use the same beans that we've always used at the Orange Tree. And Colombo is Durban's oldest coffee roastery, so they really know what they're doing. And the blend is beautiful. It's very popular, very smooth, easy drink. So, yeah, our coffee is amazing. And then breakfast has been growing nicely, very popular, particularly on the weekend, obviously, but even during the week. We have smoothies from Proper, another local brand, as well. And then we have a range of lighter breakfast options, so it's not all about the waffles. And, of course, you can always swap your waffle for 2 slices of sourdough toast. So, in essence, you can take any of our amazing toppings and have them on toast if it doesn't feel like a waffle day.
Ah.
Because not every day is going to be a waffle day. So, yeah, there's options.
So you really have got the market covered now, especially the market in that particular location, because it's a very popular location for those that like to take the air in the morning, running, walking, and, of course, it's very much part of the Bolito life, and when one comes on holiday, it's exactly what you do, and very conveniently located, because after the walk, or many folk, I think probably even before, and maybe even during, would like to stop off and have a genteel conversation over a cuppa and a something lovely. And, well, more strength to your bow. I think you've spotted the market, and you're delivering. And my latest favorite, I had the lemon meringue waffle the other day. Now, I wouldn't ordinarily have thought a lemon meringue waffle would be particularly the thing, but it was so good.
Thank you. Well, we're on a mission to expand your horizons from your cream and caramel sauce waffle.
I love that. I love that salted caramel with the cream. That's sort of more like the traditional waffle, yeah. As I remember it from my childhood many years ago. But the lemon meringue, it was a symphony. The meringue particularly, the lemon curd, beautiful on the one side, but the meringue topping, it was a symphony. And not just the sort of, hard, small, mingy kind of thing. Beautiful. I don't know how you do it. Soft and sensual and kind of crisp on the outside. And oh my God. I want one.
Seems
I
like
want
you're
one
coming
now.
For another lemon meringue pie waffle.
Immediately. I'm on the way. So if you haven't yet experienced Waffle Society, you're lucky. Is it 7 days a week? Or you take
7 days a week, yep. 6 till 5, normally until Thursday, Friday, Saturday, then 6 a.m. till 9 p.m.
And but are you trading right through the season?
Yep, we close Christmas Day and New Year's Day only. The rest of the time we're open. And from next week, Monday, we'll be open till 9 p.m. every day. So you can come for Waffles After Dark.
From 6 to 9?
6 a.m. till 9 p.m. Yes, so if you don't see me again, that's where I will be. And then on the end of this week, Friday, our Christmas specials launch as well. So we've got some really nice Christmas recipes.
Really?
Do you want to sneak?
Do you want
tantalizing?
What are you doing for Christmas specials?
Well, we've got a... are you ready for this? Mince pie waffle bites with brandy butter or burnt orange butter. We've got two options there, alcohol and non-alcoholic, which I'm very excited about because I love a mince pie. That's probably the English in me. We have got a full Christmas dinner on a waffle. I'm not going to give you any more details. You can just imagine what's going on there. And then we've got a very special treat for the kids, which is a Christmas tree inspired waffle. I'm not going to tell you any more. You're going to have to come down. But it's got all the things. It's got the colors. It's got the baubles. It's got the glitter. It's got the candy canes, the whole lot. And some color thrown in as well. So
you're embracing the Christmas season.
We are. The Christmas tree goes up today. Yeah,
and wonderfully decadent. It should be a little decadent around Christmas.
100%.
The time to maybe let the hair down a bit and enjoy.
100%. Go for it in December. And then in January, and then bring you the granola balls and the smoothies.
You can get
back on track.
Makes sense. Reading the market, reading your audience. Fantastic. So there it is, the Waffle Society lineup for the season. It sounds too delicious, too decadent, and I'm extraordinarily fortunate to live close enough to you to be able to pop down quickly.
Well, if you walk down and walk back, then you can definitely justify that lemon meringue waffle.
Thank you. I'll tell everyone that I know that I'm getting my taking my exercise for the morning,
exactly,
and popping down for a waffle. Claire Sykes from the Waffle Society, thank you so much for joining me
on
the morning show. The morning show continues.